In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the last Sunday in the Coptic calendar, the Coptic year. As we know, as Abuna Shenouda said to us. And all the readings based only on this one, on this part, is the last and the ending of the life, or the ending of the world. All the readings. And Jesus Christ said to the disciples about the signs of the end of the life. And if I read, go back to the second epistle of St. Peter, which was already we read this morning, chapter 3, he said, "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless." Okay, we have a lot of signs, and Jesus Christ said to us and give us a lot of signs for the end of the day, of the end of the life. But actually, the end of my life is coming anytime. That's why I'm not waiting until I see the signs, for example, anywhere. No, it's coming anytime. That's why I will base and I will put my sermon today on the Proverbs chapter 4, 23. "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. فوق كل تحفظ احفظ قلبك لأن منه مخارج الحياة." If I wanted to sit down with myself and I wanted to know exactly what I did last year and I have to evaluate myself, then I have to evaluate my heart. As he said in the Proverbs, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Then I have to examine my heart first. And that's why Jesus Christ, many times he said, for example, in the Gospel or in the Bible, "My son, give me your heart. I will give you a new heart." Why he based all of things on the heart only? Because the heart is, that we can say, the very and the most important organ in the body. If I go to ask any physician, I ask him, for example, if I can live without heart, no, you can't. Or I can live with a heart, for example, with disease, no, we can't. Then I will divide my sermon into two parts. Part, what is the diseases of the heart? The disease of the heart. And the other part, what is the medication of these diseases? That's why I will go first to any cardiologist and ask him, "Okay, please let me know first, what is the disease of the heart?" He will let me know, okay, first of all, he will tell me, "You know what? This is, I'm asking now myself, and I'm asking now Jesus Christ, the cardiologist of the famous one." He will tell me, take care from number one. He will let me know about, or tell me, "Keep your heart with all diligence from jealousy." First disease is jealousy. Come to the heart, hide. Not clear. I look to the other by my eyes. I compare myself with the others. And these feelings come to the heart. And I'm asking myself why I'm not like him or like her. The first disease of the heart, destroy the heart, the jealousy. You can't sleep. Every time you think about this person, why he's perfect, why this is different, why I'm not like him, the jealousy. That's why you have, when just you look by your eyes and you have a thought in your mind, you have to stop that. And not only that, you have to pray for the person who you try to like judge from him. I will go quickly because there is like around 6 diseases. Number 2, keep your heart with diligence from the pride. We have 6 diseases and we have 4 medications to know. Number 1 is jealousy. Number 2 is pride. Another disease is for the heart, inside the heart. Destroy also the heart. I am number 1. I did. I will do. I am the first. Another disease in the heart. That's why, like the, for example, like Herod, he said that. And he died. Number 2 is very important because also just the pride go inside the heart, the grace of God leave. Again, just the pride, the feeling of pride go inside the heart, just immediately the grace of God leave. Why? Because I depend on myself. Then God say, I'm not here anymore. You are not depending on me. No need for me. Then that's why, very good. I'm leaving. Take the lead. Number 3, keep your heart with vision from the lost. No one is far from the lost. Boys, girls, men or women. It's coming from the eye, from the heart, from the thought. For example, I have to take care about my eyes. I have to take care about everything. Because the loss is coming to my heart also very slowly. And the devil tried to give me the loss like an apple, fruit, but inside is poison. Then first this is jealousy, number 2 is pride, number 3 is lust, number 4 is greed, tamah. I wanted to ask myself how Judah, he said already he saw all the miracles of Jesus Christ and he listened to all the sermons of Jesus Christ. He saw Jesus Christ by himself. And what happened? He loved the money more than God. He loved the money more than Jesus Christ. And he lost everything. And he lost. Then keep your heart with diligence from jealousy, pride, lust, greed. Number 5, keep your heart with diligence from hatred, al-karahiyah. We know very well that we are living with people. And every day we will face a lot of issues. A lot of people will do something wrong with me. Keep your heart pure. Like exactly, there is a microbe, okay? And you try to take the flu shot, to prevent that, to maintain yourself, right? Yes, exactly. There's a microbe inside all around me. Every time, every day, I meet someone, for example, and he will do something wrong maybe with me. Doesn't matter what he did, I have to keep my heart pure. I have to not hate him. And I will tell you also how to do that in the medication. And I can't also, if someone, for example, hate me, someone is hit me, and or he did something wrong with me, to keep these feelings out, I have to pray also for him. Every time you come to the liturgy, write his name on the paper and put in the altar. God will change the heart. And the last disease of the heart, keep your heart with diligence from the doubt. And the doubt now is the disease of the world. go outside now and ask, you know God? The answer, no. There is no God. And he will prove how he will convince you that there is no God. This is the decision outside. They try to convince us, the sons of God, there is no God. Don't listen. Because when you listen a lot, the doubt is coming to your heart and change you. I remember, I think on the Facebook, there is a priest, he's in Egypt, and he met an atheist. And he was very good, like readings and studies, and he's scholar. And he went to sit down with this guy. And because he depend on what he read, he went to this guy and he tried to convince him there is God. After 1 hour and a half, the priest said, he convinced me that there is no God. What happened? Because the priest said, I went to him, depend on, I'm a scholar. I have books, I read a lot, but I didn't pray. And the third time when he sat down with him, he prayed a week with Metanias. And after that, he convinced him there is God. Don't listen, and don't listen to the doubt, or if you are not ready, if you're not praying a lot, you are strong enough. You have to know the apologetics to answer or to reply. Don't listen. Then we have the six diseases. We have jealousy, pride, lust, greed, hatred, and doubt. Then now, can I ask as a cardiologist to write a prescription for me? Then Jesus Christ, the physician, the true physician, he will say, yes, I will write for you 4 medication. Number one, keep your senses with diligence. Take care about your senses, number one. If I wanted to go to the heart, there is gates. And the gates is my eyes, all the senses I have. My eyes, I'm listening, my touching, I touch my hands, everything. That's why I have to take care about everything from the senses. I have to purify and I have to put some soldiers. For example, you can imagine if I see, for example, bad scenes or bad movie, and after that I want to go to pray, how come? I will never. I can't pray. I can't. Then I have to keep my eyes or all my senses, my eyes, my tongue, everything pure. It's very important. Again, keep your senses. Take care about your touch, about your word, about what you are seeing. Number two, in the medication, in the prescription, keep your thoughts with diligence. Then, okay, senses I know, but how I can control my thoughts? To control your thoughts, I have to fight a little bit. I have to fight. I have to, if the thoughts come to me, I have to say no, or then I have to pray. I have to use some verses. I have to use Jesus Christ's prayer. And if it, again, the thought is coming, I have to replace the thought by another thought. Go do anything else. Never keep your thoughts working in your mind. This is number two. Number three, please ask for help. Jesus Christ is close to you, is here. He's waiting only to ask him. If I'm fighting, I have disease, a lot of disease in my heart. You can imagine that, okay, there is a physician. I'm asking him, help me, please. I'm asking him, please help me. That's why I have to go to my room and I have to open my heart. I have to open my eyes. I have to raise my hands. I have to raise my heart and ask God, please, can you help me? really, I need your help. I can't fight. I can't take off, for example, the hatred. I can't. I hate someone, really. I'm honest with myself. Be honest with yourself in front of God, before God. Yeah, I can't love this guy. And I have to be honest with God in everything. That's why I'm asking help. Okay, I can't love him. Or I try to fight against, for example, the sins, or I have bad sins I saw before, or whatever. I am asking help. Please, God, help me in that. And number four, and the last one, exposes the sin. What does it mean? As I said before, then you have to be honest with yourself. Like, we know very well, each one knows every sin he did. That's why I have to sit down with myself and first and say, okay, I have a problem number one and two and three. And I try to ask God to help, but still I have to find more. Number one, to clear all the diseases inside you, this is exactly when you go to the physician and said, okay, what you have? He will ask me, what you have? I'm sick. Yes, I know that you are sick. You have come to me because you are sick. What you have? I have to tell you, what you have? I don't know. How he will do the diagnosis for that? He will never write a prescription. That's why I have to be clear with my physician too. I have to be clear with myself, and I have to go to my father of confession and expose the sin. Just you expose the sin lose the power. Again, the father said, just you expose the sin lose the power. Then you have another power from the Holy Spirit. Then now we know exactly the six diseases of the heart. I will repeat it again for you. The jealousy, pride, and lust, greed, hatred, and doubt. And for that prescription, there is four medication. Take care about your senses. Take care about your thoughts. Please ask for help. And number four is expose your sin before yourself and before and God and before your Father of Confession. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sois in efterenti theotokos, Mareas maven pensotir et efkanen novi non evolge fes mara oten jefiot ne mepshiri ne mep ne ma et oeb Τετρία σε τζίκε βολ, τεν ο οστε μος τεν τι ονες.
Εν σοφέα θεοβροσομέν, κυρία ραϊσόν, κυρία ραϊσόν, χαινόμεθ μη.
Creator of heaven, earth, and all things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father and who moved. And he was crucified for us unto Pontius Pilate. suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again to his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets and is all God.
Ten goshter shte golcha et hen ti anastasis en teni rev mo'ot nem pe on chen te pie on es neyo
of Gaius Athete
is more erin
si tome mati
O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and that which in the world through the envy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, you have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which the words of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with you. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intellect. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kings, that without feeling and condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة المقدسة. رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم. نعم يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحمنا. تقدموا 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 على هذا الرسم. قفوا برادتين وإلى الشرق انظروا ننصر
بشفاعة والدة الإله القديسة مريم. يا رب نعم لنا بمغفرة خطايانا. نسجد لك أيها مع أبيك الصالح والروح القدس، لأنك قمت وخلصتنا. رحمة سلام ذبيحة
Lord be with you all.
thanks to the Lord.
It is me.
Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangel, the principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers. You are here on who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying,
Continue, الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم عندما خالفنا عصيتك برواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونوفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك وقديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم salvation. He granted us the bathroom on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation, sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own heart and darling and gave himself up for our salvation. Unto this which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold, on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen.
صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي في اليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعمالي
كرحمتك يا
Sevis, if the jar etifi efmo, haep onchem picomus.
Oh,
Yigit Oebenant Achini Owen Antolin Owogin Makarion Owogin Refta Anfu
Denati Zevai Pirin Omet Mi
Harok fietefof en yontefnuti awafni venteon niven etof shepegmon
amen
afes moero
amen
afer agezin e For this is my body which shall be broken for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true.
Afot minin sampidipnon Aftot fevolken o erpenem omo u etof shepegmon
Amen Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of of me.
This is also true.
Tena uom evolchem pai oi kafoi awen tetenso evolchem pai afot fai eriten he on shem pamu eriten er omologin entanasta Erinten irim pomevi shanti
Amen, amen, amen Ton sanaton so kirie katan gelome ketin agen so ana
نصناد كرال أمي المقدسة قيمتي من الأموات وصعودي للسماوات جلوس عن يمينك أيها الآن وظهوري الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وإن في كل حال
Worship God in fear and trembling.
Nusabbihuk, nubarikuk, nakhdumuk, ya Rab. Wa nasguduk.
Let us attend, Amin.
Pai oi kimen in tif aifen so my fo aven to
tiena ti a amen
pai afod de onenes no fiftayut in te ti deyati ki in veni remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Us all worthy or master to partake of your holies and to perfection of our soul, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord,
the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
This which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba Ambatawa Drus II.
Pray for our High Priest, Baba Ambatawa Drus II, Baba Patriarch and High Priest of the great city of Alexandria and for his old bishop of our church and our Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
And for I define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higgins priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higgins priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O Lord.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord have mercy.
And those who dwell far in God pain, greatly accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the seed, the herbs, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters, the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and plants of field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection, peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Let them to their measure according to your grace, give joy to the faith of the earth, may for it be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful, prepare it for sowing and harvesting, manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season, deal with us according to your goodness. O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficient sin in everything, all may abandon in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gate, those on whose behalf the hand be brought, and those by whom the hand be brought. Give them all the heavenly
pray for this holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, is the command of your only begotten Son, which is a commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have lived in the beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the spirit of the righteous who are consummated in the things. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and perversion, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, the Forerunner, Baptist, the Martyr, and Stephen, the Archdeacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Patriarch, the Roger, the Discourse, and the Nasus Apostolic, Saint Peter, the Martyr, and High Priest, and Joel, Christ, the Sensio, the Sensio, Felix, and Demetrius, and Sirius, and Beth, and Gregory, the Logian, the Gregory, the Wonder Worker, the Gregory, the Armenian, the 300 Dinis, and Nicaea, the 150 Contable, and the 200 at Ephesus. Nempenioten zinke o spinish av Antonius nempis mi av Pavli nempishom tso av av makare nem nishire tiro el stavrovo runs nempenot av en biromenos nempenot av pishoi pimis mi piromentele yos pimen rite ben so tiren And all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
Dear Holy Blessed, we
not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ, Graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, Amba Epiphanius and Amba Arsenius, and remember also Shireen Fawzi Habasha. Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture bed by the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was,
through down the way into your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honor and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Kirchen kämpfen befehlt, Kirchen.
أضافت الكل الرأي
Amen, amen. Prosevex us
Ya Rab, O
Christ our God, the Almighty, the Savior of our church, O you, the incarnated Logos, who through your incomprehensible incarnation prepared for us a heavenly bread, your holy body, this which is mystical and holy in everything, you mixed for us a chalice from a true vine, which is your divine and undefiled sign. This which after you yielded your soul overflowed on us with water and blood, these which became purity for all the تنين لك يا صالح نحن عبيدك غير المستحقين وجعلنا لك شعبا مجتمعا مملكة وكهنوتا وأمة مقدسة طهرنا نحن أيضا يا سيدنا كما قدسنا هذه القرابين الموضوعة جعلت غير مرئية من المرئيين وأسرارا معقولة لك يا ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح
كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون يا رب ارحم
For you out of your abandoned mercies made all of us worthy of sonship through the holy baptism you have taught us examples of the mystic prayer that we may address to your Father. You also now, O our Master, make us worthy with a pure conscience, good thoughts, proper for children with eagerness and boldness to dare to cry unto God, your Holy Father, who art in heaven, and say, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
in Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In Christ Jesus
for all Christians who said to us concerning the
us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you, saying hallelujah. Pray for the worthy communion in the manner in the immaculate heavenly and holy mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Doxa sikere
Christos, you too, say yes, Muslim, never you name me. Forget this,
blessed is he that comes in his holy name.
You too, say yes, Muslim, never you name
me.
And call us,
So take my right hand, O يا ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطائر بهذه التسبيحة اليوم إلى العلو اذكرنا أمام الله الحي ليغفر لنا خطايانا مجد لله في الأعالي على الأرض السلام الناس المسرة أمين
هللويا سبت لي كيوك عجيب نعمتي
Christos Fenoti.
Amina Sashoti.
Ya Malik Salam, A'tina Salam, Aqarir Lana Salam, Aqwaghfir Lana Khatayana. Laka Al-Quwa Al-Majd, Laka Al-Baraka Al-Aiz Al-Abad. Amin. Allahumma ja'alna mustahaqiyan. Naqul bishukr. Abar Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us,
lead us not into temptation,
deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.
كل سنة وانتم طيبين. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. As we mentioned, Abuna and myself, that tomorrow will be the last day in the Coptic year 1734. 1735 will begin, God willing, on Tuesday morning. As we explained about the Egyptian year is now more than 6,000 years old. But the Copts called that year after the name of Coptic year in the year 284, the enthronement of the Diocletian who killed 800,000 Christians because of their faith. So the church changed the name from Egyptian year to Coptic year calendar.